Abraham took the wood and he laid it on his son Isaac in verse 6. And Isaiah says of Jesus in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. If God provided for Abraham in the midst of the test that he was in, won't he provide for you and for me? And when he does, he will be ready, we will be ready to give testimony to his faithfulness, just like Abraham did. And finally, God spoke words of approval to Abraham, which made the whole test worth it to him. He said there in verse 12, "Now I know you fear God." God knew he was first in Abraham's heart, and he wanted Abraham to know that about himself. God did not spare his own son. He demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, he sent Christ to die on the cross for us. And that ought to increase our faith beyond measure, no matter what tests may come our way. So learn this, that if Abraham's life teaches us anything, it's this. Faith grows the strongest when we place our full weight on God, especially when nothing around us makes sense. The Lord didn't test Abraham to break him, but to build him, to show him that obedience is always rewarded, that worship is always worth the cost, and that God always keeps his word. Your faith will never mature on the mountaintop alone. It matures in the waiting, in the wrestling, in the moments when the knife is lifted and heaven seems silent. But remember this, God sees you and God knows you, and in his perfect timing, he will provide for you. The same God who met Abraham on Mount Moriah, who provided a substitute, who affirmed his promise, that same God walks with you today. So whatever test you may be facing today, whatever offering he's asking you to lay on the altar, trust him, obey him, worship him, because on the other side of your obedience is a fresh vision of God's faithfulness, a testimony that the world needs to hear. And like Abraham, you can just stand and declare with confidence, the Lord will provide. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight grateful that you are the God who sees, the God who knows, the God who provides. Thank you, Lord, for the example of Abraham, a man who trusted you when he couldn't trace you. A man who obeyed when the path made no sense. A man who worshiped when the cost was great. Lord, strengthen our faith. Teach us, Lord, to say yes, even before we understand why. Lord, give us hearts fully surrendered. Lord, give us wills aligned with yours. Lord, give us minds that are anchored in your promises and emotions, Lord, that are steadied by your presence. And for those, Lord, who are walking through a test maybe right now, remind them, Lord, that you are near to them. Show them, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you, that your timing is perfect, and that you provide exactly what is needed in the very moment it's needed. Father, help us. Help us to live like Abraham, like pilgrims in this world, with our eyes focused on the city whose builder and maker is God. And may our lives, Lord, become like it was for Abraham and Isaac. May our lives become altars of surrender and our steps be marked by obedience. And Lord, as you prove yourself faithful over and over again and again, Lord, make us bold to testify of your goodness, to testify of your provision and your unfailing love. We love you, Lord, and we trust you, and we give you all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Maybe the Lord has spoken to you tonight to come to faith in Christ. We want to invite you in this invitation to come and to do that. Maybe he's calling on you to come and pray, or maybe calling you to join this church. As we stand, as we pray, as we sing, will you come as the Lord lays on your heart? For the mic.
312. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. See.
Thank you for being with us tonight here in person, there online. Look forward to seeing you Wednesday night. We'll be back with Awana on Wednesday night, 5:25 in here for our council.